Marvelous. Well, that's probably a good time for us to start now that the record is on. So we will get started. And again, welcome to everybody this afternoon.
应该时间到了，我们可以开始了，因为已经开始录音了。欢迎大家下午来。
We had a good time together this morning. We're going to ask the Lord to help us again this afternoon. I don't know that there's any announcements that we need to make. We're going to have David Jones at the prayer and Bible study meeting tonight. And everything else will carry on as per schedule.
David Jones的一个讲道的人来跟我们讲，在那个祷告会以后。
Again, we had a good time on Sunday, and several of you were involved with some of the children. The Lord was gracious to us. We're praying that the children's work will expand and that they will continue to learn much of the truth of God.
因为我们在星期天的时候有一个很好的时间，因为那个你们中间有一些家长也参加了Sunday School的那些学习，我们呢也神对我们是蛮有恩典的，所以我们祷告这样的孩子们的学习可以扩大一些。
We believe that we need to hear the truth of God often during the week, and that's why many of us are on Zoom and at the chapel very often during the week. Now, if that's important for us, probably even more important for the children, because they have got so much of the Word of God to learn when they're young.
实际上呢，如果说学习神的真理对我们来说很重要，但是对孩子来说可能更重要，因为他们还年轻的时候，他们需要学习更多的神的真理。
So keep encouraging them to be under the sound of the Word of God often. During the week, read their Bible at home, talk about it at home, pray at home, but also several meetings at the chapel as well. Let's pray now and ask the Lord to help us this afternoon.
那祷告，我们祈求神今天下午呢帮助我们。
Lord, we are thankful for your goodness to us. We're thankful for bringing us together again this afternoon.
主啊，我们非常感恩您的美善，我们也非常感恩您今天下午再次把我们带到一起。
We acknowledge your goodness. We thank you for a good lunch.
我们感谢您的美善，我们也感谢一个好的午餐。And
we're thankful, Lord, for all the other good things that you are bringing into our lives.
我们也非常感恩您把其他的很多的美好的事带到我们的人生里面。Bless
us now and teach us what we need to learn from the Word of God.
请赐福给我们，教导我们我们应该学到的从神的话来的真理。
We ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, today we study again, and we're studying in the book of 1 Timothy. Just not 100% sure how far we got last time. Did we get into chapter 5?
Yeah, I think we finished chapter 4. So.
We finished chapter 4.
But we didn't get into the chapter 5.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go into chapter 5 then.
上次我们把第四章学完了，今天应该从第五章开始学习。
Timothy is an interesting book in that it teaches us our responsibilities in the local assembly.
提摩太书是一个很有趣的一本书，它告诉我，它教导我们在当地的这本地教会里应该怎么做。
And one of the key things in the local assembly is to make sure that we get along very well.
所以呢，当地教会的那个关键的呢，是要大家互相和睦。
We love one another, and we're thankful for one another, but sometimes the differences between one another get to be a bit of a problem.
所以我们呢，互相爱，我们也互相尊重，但是呢，我们有时候我们之间有些分歧，然后让我们产生了一些问题。
And so our responsibilities to one another in the assembly are very, very great.
所以呢，我们对在教会里对每一个人的那个责任是非常大的。
And so you'll remember that in the book of John, our Lord says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another.
所以呢，在约翰福音里，主耶稣基督教导我们说，如果你们互相爱，别人就知道你们是我的门徒了。
And so we've got to be very careful that we treat one another with love and with respect.
因为我们要非常的小心，小心对待其他的人呢，用爱去对待，用尊重去对待。
And so verse 1 of chapter 5 says, do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers.
所以提摩太书第五章第一节说，不可严责老年人，只要劝他。
So again, we rejoice in the fact that we are part of the family of God, and as such, we treat the older men as fathers.
因为我们非常享受我们这个神的家庭，所以在神的这个大家庭里呢，我们就对待老年人就像对自己的父亲一样。
Which is a good thing, because if there's many men in the assembly, then those who are younger have many good fathers.
这个是一件很好的事儿，在那个教会里有很多很多的年轻人，他们有很多很多的父亲。
Now, in particular, fathers are not always perfect, but we are to respect them highly, and we don't rebuke them harshly, but we encourage them and we exhort them.
实际上呢，这个父亲呢，通常呢也不是完美的，所以我们要去尊重他们，我们不要去责备他们，要严厉的责备他们，我们要是去尊重他们，劝他们。
And therefore, we not only treat the older men wisely, we treat the younger men wisely too, in that we treat them as brothers.
所以我们呢，要明智地对待老年人，也要明智地对待年轻人。我们把年轻人呢，当作弟兄姊妹。
And so the logic goes on, the older women as mothers, and the younger women as sisters. And we treat them with absolute purity.
你这里呢，这个逻辑一直这么继续下去，劝老年妇女呢如同母亲，劝少年妇女呢如同姐妹，怎样亲亲姐姐的。And
the consequence is we are one great, big, happy family.
所以结果呢，就是我们是一个大的幸福的大家庭。
And it's becoming, in my opinion, more and more obvious.
这个呢，成为我的观点，就是越来越明显的是我的观点。
We get back at the chapel, and you see somebody coming in, and you say, yippee, that's so-and-so. And it's a sister or a brother or someone you haven't seen for a while. And frankly, you get all excited.
所以呢，你回到教堂之后呢，你看见某个人进来，你说，呀，屁，这是那个谁谁谁谁，还是你的弟兄，或者是你的姊妹，你很久没有见到过了。And
many of us love one another with a purpose of heart.
所以呢，我们每个人呢，都是用心来互相爱。And
so we simply say, I am going to love that brother. I'm going to love that sister, and we determine to do so because Jesus loves them.
所以我们说呢，我们爱那个弟兄，爱那个姊妹，我们决定这么做是因为主耶稣基督爱我。
But it's exciting when you realize that you haven't seen them for a while. When they come in, you just get all excited on the inside.
那这个呢，让你感到非常兴奋的是呢，就是说你很久没看见他，然后你看见他了以后呢，你整个身心呢都感到非常的兴奋。We
had a situation a couple of years ago at the chapel. There was a funeral.
所以我们也在几年前在教会里有一个情况，就是在举行一个追思会。And
a younger woman came in. I don't think I'd seen her for 10 years.
一个年轻的妇女进来，我认为我十年没有见到她了。And
when I saw her, I literally burst into tears. And I said, this is absolutely wonderful.
当我看见她的时候呢，我的眼泪就涌出来了。我说这个是太美好了。Well,
then I was a little bit embarrassed because you're not supposed to burst into tears just because you see somebody.
然后我就感觉有点尴尬了，因为你看见某个人的时候，你不应该激动的流泪。But
then I wasn't very embarrassed. Because I said, Harold, what you've witnessed is that you really do love that person. You love that person for Jesus' sake. She's part of your family. And I've known it in my head, but when I saw her, my heart reached out for her, and I said, Harold, that's a very good thing.
然后我就自己跟我自己内心说呢，Harold，那个主耶稣爱你。 你应该去爱那个妇女，那个妇女来了时候，她说你很久没看见她，她来了以后呢，你看见她，你内心感动了，感动了呢，然后你的眼泪就流出来，这是你应该做的事。So
what are you going to do when you get to heaven?
你到天堂以后你会做什么？And
Norma and I and some others have been singing for many years a little song that has these lines. There will be happy reunions on streets of gold.
Norma和他呢，和他的妈妈很多年前都在唱这样一个歌，就是说到了天堂以后会有一个很幸福的重聚，在一个铺满金子的街道上。We
don't know how it's going to happen, but I think we're going to be walking down the street of heaven. We'll see someone we know, we'll run up, throw our arms around them, and say, hallelujah. Now, along with the privilege of the family of God, goes the responsibilities of the family of God.
所以呢，实际上呢，成为神的家庭的一员的荣幸呢，也给你带来成为神的家庭的一员的责任。And
in particular, what do we do in the family of God with those who have need that they are not able to fulfill the requirements of themselves.
依然呢，在神的家庭的一员的最重要的一个职责呢，就是去帮助那些有需求的人，而他自己没有能力去满足这样的需求。
So it says, give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need.
所以呢，第三节说要尊敬那真为寡妇的，真为寡妇。
There will be in every assembly some who are in big need, some who are in lesser need, but we have a responsibility to everyone.
在一个教会里，一个大的教会里呢，有些人有很大的需求，有些人有部分的需求，所以我们要满足每一个人的生活需求。
The older women are usually those who would have the greater financial need or the greater physical need than any in the assembly.
所以这些老年妇女呢，在那个教会里呢，他们通常是会在财务上，或者是说在干体力活上需要帮助的那样的人。
So we should be reaching out to them.
所以我们应该去帮助他们。
Now verse 4 says, but if any widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family. And so repaying their parents, grandparents, for this is pleasing to
God. 四节说，若寡妇有儿女，会有孙子孙女，并且他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩。
So who in the family has the greatest responsibility to those in need? And the answer is those in our physical family have responsibility to the others in our physical family.
那谁在那个大家庭里有最重大的职责呢？就是实际上就是那些。 有能力的那样一些家庭，对其他的一些家庭这样的职责。
And so the younger ones, the children, the grandchildren, the younger caring for those in their own family, that is a God-given responsibility.
于是现在在家庭里那些年轻的，就像那些儿女啊、孙女啊、孙子啊，这是神给了他们大的责任。
Now, what do we know about these widows? Verse 5. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help.
所以这些寡妇是怎么样的呢？在第五节说，那独居无靠、真为寡妇的是仰赖神昼夜不住的祈求祷告。
Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
这是件好事了，还是件坏事呢？
Well, for someone to be praying night and day is a wonderful thing.
所以一个有人昼夜不住的祷告，这是一件很奇妙的事。
And so when you've got someone who is praying much, you certainly want to help and support them.
那你知道有一个人他的 做很长的祷告呢，祷告很多的时候呢，你就很想去帮助他，去支持他。
And sometimes the Lord allows us to be in need so that we do continue to pray night and day regarding our need.
所以呢，神呢，有时候就是允许我们在我们的人生里有需求，这样呢，我们就会去昼夜的。 不停的祷告，为了我们的需求去祷告。
Sometimes I have to say, Harold, it's a good thing for you to continue to have need, because if you didn't, you might forget God, and you might not be praying.
有时候我跟我自己说， Harold， 你在你人生中有很多的需求是件好事，如果是你任何需求都没有的话， 你就会忘记神，你就会不去祷告。
All right. So it's very good for us to continue to pray But that's all the more reason why we should be helping those who are in need.
那这就是我们要祷告的一个原因，但是呢，更多的呢，是我们要去帮助那些真的有需求的人。
But there's a possibility, verse 6, that a widow might not have need. She might just live for pleasure. But if she does, she's dead, even while she's alive.
第六节说呢，但那好宴乐的寡妇正活着的时候也是死的。
So Paul says to Timothy, now Timothy, you've got to teach the people about this. Give the people these instructions too, so that no one may be open to blame.
因为那个使徒保罗继续跟提摩太说，提摩太在第七节里说，这些事儿你要嘱咐他们，叫他们无可指摘。
It would be wrong for the widow not to be praying, and it would be wrong for her family not to be caring for her.
因为如果说一个寡妇她不祷告是不对的，而且她家里的人呢不照顾她也是不对的。
Now the very harsh words follow in verse 8. If anyone does not provide for his own relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
所以第八节呢，更严厉的说法来了。第八节说，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。
So it is true, isn't it? The Christian who trusts the Lord Jesus Christ, he ends up with more responsibilities. And he sees needs, he goes out to meet them. And if he fails to meet the needs, especially of his own family, then he's worse than an unbeliever.
所以对基督徒来说，当他成为基督徒呢，以后呢，他有更大的责任。他看到了需求呢，他就要去满足需求，尤其是对他自己家里的人。如果他不去满足这些需求，他甚至连个不信的人都不如。So
in the city of Ephesus, there were quite a few such widows.
所以在那个以弗所那个城市里呢，有很多的寡妇。
And so verse 9 says, no widow may be put on the list of widows for help unless she is over 60 and has been faithful to her husband.
所以第九节这么讲，寡妇记在册子上，必须年纪到60岁，从来只做一个丈夫的妻子。
So the Lord is saying there will be some widows whose family cannot provide for them, they must be provided for by the church, and therefore they had a list of the people that they were providing for.
所以呢，他这里讲到的呢，就是有些寡妇呢，他们没有家人供养他们，所以这里呢，这些人的名字必须记在教会的册子上，由当时的教会来供养他们。
So the first criterion is this. No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she was over 60 years old.
所以首先的第一条呢，寡妇记在册子上必须年龄到60岁。
So some people say, well, this is something like the welfare state. This is the way we're supposed to care for others. But there was a limit. This was not a fund for everyone, but there were certain requirements for a widow to get funds. First of all, she had to be an older woman.
实际上有些人呢说这样呢，对其他人来说是一个福利，所以对福利来说呢，他们就没有那么大的能力去满足。 所以呢，有些人呢要享受这个福利，尤其是要享受这个财务的资助，他要有一个必须的条件。所以他们的条件呢，这些寡妇呢必须足够的老。
And some of the other criteria are she has to have been faithful to her husband.
另外的一个条件呢，是她必从来只做一个丈夫的妻子。
Number three, she is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children. Number four, showing hospitality. Number five, washing the feet of the saints. Number six, helping those in trouble. Number seven, devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds.
所以第十节呢，讲的第三点，又有行善的名声，就如养育儿女。 第四点呢，接待远人；第五点呢，洗圣徒的脚；第六点呢，救济遭难的人；第七点呢，竭力行各样的善事。So
in this instance, these people are deserving of help, but they have a responsibility that goes with their getting help.
所以这里这个例子呢，就是这些人呢。 他们值得去帮助，但是呢，他们必须有一些好的那个特点来接受这样的帮助。The
implication here is that if this woman had not lived a proper life, she would still be pretty hungry.
所以呢，这里暗示的呢，如果是这样的寡妇呢，他们不是过一个正常的人生呢，他们可能会挨饿。With
privilege always comes responsibility.
所以呢，权利呢，永远是带来责任。Now
in our society, that's not the case.
所以在我们当今的社会里，并不是这样。Our
society basically says we should all get the same privileges. It doesn't matter whether we deserve them or not.
所以我们的社会说呢，我们所有的人都要享受同样的权利。
And God says, no, your responsibility is to live today in such a way that if you're in need of help tomorrow, you're going to get the help because you were responsible today, so you get the privilege tomorrow.
所以神说呢，你今天必须要负起你的责任，但你今天负起责任呢，当你明天你需要帮助的时候，你就会得到帮助，因为你的权利。
Now verse 11 says, as for the younger widows, do not put them on such a list.
第十一节说，至于年轻的寡妇，就不要放在这个列表上。Okay,
if they're younger, why? The verse goes on, when their sensual desires overcome their dedication to Christ, they will want to marry.
因为他们的情欲发动违背基督的时候就想嫁人了。Thus,
they being bring judgment on themselves because they have broken their first pledge.
第十二节说呢，他们被定罪是因为废弃了当初所许的愿。And
so, the privileges again are not for everybody, but they are for the older widows. The younger widows are not to be getting these same privileges because they will quite probably abuse the privileges.
所以呢，那个权利呢，通常同样不是给每一个人的，是给那些老年的寡妇的，而不是给这些年轻的寡妇的。所以，如果给这些年轻的寡妇，他们有可能就玷污了这样的特权。
And so verse 13 says, beside that, they get into the habit of being idle and going about from house to house. And not only do they become idlers, but also gossips and busybodies saying things they ought not to.
所以第十三节呢，说这样呢，并且他们又习惯懒惰，挨家闲游，不但是懒惰，又说长道短。
So this is another example of a principle that goes throughout the entire Bible.
所以这是另外一个例子，就说明整个圣经延续的一个原则。
And that principle is everybody has a responsibility to work.
所以这个原则呢，就是每一个人都有责任去工作。
I think maybe the reason for that is because most of us would rather not work.
所以我觉得原因为什么要这样定呢？是因为很多人他们实际上他们宁愿不去工作。
Most of us are inherently lazy, and we would rather take the day off.
所以呢，我们好很多人呢都比较懒惰，我们就想放一天假。
And so in the Church of Jesus Christ, it's very often taught that way.
所以呢，在主耶稣基督的教会里呢，就是我们以这种方式去教的。
In many places that call themselves churches today, the plan is that there are some people at the top, they're usually called the clergy, they get paid to do the work.
那在其他的一些他们自己说他们自己是教会的人呢，他们通常有一些高层的人，这些高层的人在教会里呢，他们是在教会的服侍是拿工资的。
And the others come along to church services. They're called the laity. They just come to the church services, but they don't do very much other than sit there. Sometimes they will sing.
因为实际上呢，有些人呢，他们就是说那些属于那些比较懒惰的人，他们来到教会呢，他们只是坐在那里听，只有时候呢也唱唱歌。
But remember, in God's assembly, all the Christians are working, each doing his own job. Even in the home, the family is all working.
大家记得在神的教会里呢，每个来神的教会里的人都在教会里工作，就算他们在自己家里，他也是工作的。
And if they aren't working, the problem is they tend to talk and criticize one another.
所以他们如果不工作呢，这个诱惑呢，就是他们懒惰，他们互相说长道短。
And so very often the Lord allows us, forces us to do much work in order to keep us responsible and doing things that are right.
所以实际上呢，有时候呢，神呢，他是让我们不断的工作，这样呢就能让我们去因为工作去做一些正确的事。
So you can imagine the story of the local restaurant.
你想象一下在当本地的一个餐厅里的故事。
If you had a local restaurant in your neighborhood, you might say, I'm going to go to that restaurant for a meal.
所以呢，如果在你的家居周围呢有一个餐馆呢，你就会说呢，我要到那个餐馆去吃餐饭。
You might get there early. You might wait a long time for something to eat. While you were there, you would talk.
所以呢，你可能到那里到的比较早，但是等待你吃的时间呢是比较长。在你等待的期间呢，你们就会交谈。
And you might very well say, this place isn't as clean as it should be, you know.
所以你可能会这么说，你说这个地方没有它应该有的那么干净。
We've been waiting a long time, we should get better service than this.
所以我们呢，等待了很长时间，所以我们应该享受更好的服务。
You know, when the food came, it was cold.
所以当那个食物上来的时候是冷的。
Those carrots weren't cooked very well.
因为那些的萝卜呢，胡萝卜并没有完全煮熟。
But now, if you owned the restaurant, what would you be saying?
所以如果你是那个餐厅的老板，你会怎么说？
You'd be saying, I'd better stay here a little later tonight and clean this place up.
所以你会说，我会今天稍微晚一点离开，我把这个地方打扫干净。
You'd be saying, if we reorganize, we could get the food on the table faster.
所以你说，如果我们重新组织一下，我们可以把那个食物上的快一点。
You'd be saying, you know, we shouldn't really serve the food cold. We should serve it hot. We could cook it. And if you owned the place and you worked there, it would be far better. But if you're just going, you could become lazy, idle, a busybody, a gossip. And those are two positions. Paul says we want workers in our assembly, even older ladies. And we're all to be working for God.
实际上呢，就是说呢，如果你是那个餐厅老板呢，你就会说呢，我们的食物应该上来是热的，而不是凉的。我们应该把那些东西完全煮熟。所以呢，但是呢，你不是那个餐厅老板，只是当去吃饭呢，你就会变得懒惰，你就会闲游，你就会说长道短，好管闲事，说些不当说的话。
So the privileges in the assembly are very, very great, but the responsibilities are great too, because we are all members of the body of Christ that make up the assembly, and therefore we are all the owners, operators. We are the ones responsible for the blessing of God in the assembly.
实际上在我们教会里呢，我们每个人的特权都是很多的，但是呢，随着特权的多，我们的职责也是很大的。所以我们在这个教会里呢，我们作为一个主的身体呢，我们每一个人呢都要一起工作，因为这当着自己的家，自己去管理。你要在这里把你为了这整个教会在那里不停的工作。
And so Paul says, verse 14, so I counsel younger widows to marry, have children, manage their homes, give the enemy no opportunity for slander. Some have, in fact, already turned away to follow Satan.
所以那个使徒保罗在第十四节说，提摩太，所以我愿意年轻的寡妇嫁人，生养儿女，治理家务，不给敌人辱骂的把柄，因为已经有转去随从撒旦的。
So that's very interesting. If the woman in the assembly is not working, it's almost like she's following Satan rather than the Lord.
那这里非常有趣的呢，如果在教会里一个妇女她不工作的话呢，就是好像是她跟随了撒旦而不是跟随主。
Therefore, verse 16, if any woman who is a believer has widows in her family, she should help them and not let the church be burdened with them, so that the church can help those widows who are really in need.
第十六节说，信主的妇女若在家中有寡妇，自己就当救济他们，不可能以着教会，而使教会能救济那些无依靠的寡妇。
So, some people ask the question, what is the difference between the Christian community and communism?
所以呢，有些人问这样一个问题，就是说在基督徒的这样的一个社区里和在共产党的那样一个社区里有什么区别？
And the simple answer is the Christian community places the responsibility back down on every individual to do his part for the common good.
实际上呢，基督徒的社区呢，他们就是说把责任分到每一个人的头上，让他们每一个人负起他的那一部分的责任，所以这样为大家的好处和益处。
And so out of a heart of love, he goes out to give to each of the persons in the assembly.
所以呢，从发自内心的爱，他出去去给那些在教会里有需要的人。
Communism says it's the government's responsibility, and so all the responsibility goes on the government, and the individuals say, I'm probably going to earn more if I'm lazy than if I work hard, so I'm going to be lazy.
所以呢，实际上呢，在共产党的共产主义的社区呢，他们说呢，所有的责任都是在于政府。所以呢，下面的人呢说呢， 如果我努力的去工作，我也不可能得到更多的东西，所以我还是懒一点好。
Whatever good is done in the church is done from a heart of love because of Jesus. What's done that may be good in communism is done because of a gun and because of an absolute necessity. Doesn't come from the heart at all.
在教会里呢所做的一切所完成的一切事情呢都是出于爱，但是在共产主义那个社会里呢，他们所完成的一切东西呢都是拿一个枪顶着人家头逼着他给做出来。
All right. Down to verse 17 now. We've talked about how the church is to react to widows. They are to help them. And the widows are to be very responsible in the way they act.
所以第十七节呢，我们就要讲那些实际上在教会里那些长老他们所有的责任，而且那些寡妇他们在教会里应该是怎么样去表现。
Verse 17 now says, the elders who direct the affairs of the church or the assembly well, they are worthy of double honor, especially those who work in preaching and teaching.
第七节说呢，善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。
So the elder women are to be provided for even financially if necessary. The elder men, they can probably still work, but they are to be provided with double honor.
实际上呢，在老年的妇女在教会里呢，他们配得很多的那些资助，这甚至是财务上的资助。但是那些在教会里的老年男人呢，他们是可能也在工作，但是他们呢配受加倍的敬奉。
So the picture is very, very nice in the assembly. We honor and care for the widows. We honor and care for the elders. We love the younger women and we love the younger men. That's a pretty nice place to be.
所以呢，在教会里这样一个画面是一个很美好的画面。我们去资助那些老年寡妇，尊重那些老年人，也爱那些年轻的弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常好的一个家庭。
Now verse 18 says, the scripture says, do not muzzle the ox that or while he is treading out the corn. And it also says, the worker deserves his wages.
18节说，因为经上说，牛在场上踹谷的时候，不可笼住他的嘴，又说工人得工价是应当的。
It's thrilling to me to see how the apostle takes the words of scripture in the Old Testament and applies the truth to all of us in the New.
你这里呢，对我来说觉得是很神奇的，因为那个使徒呢，他用旧约里的那些经文把它应用在新约的这些用在他们当时的那些上面。
So the question is, why does the apostle refer to the fact that you've got to let the ox eat when it's working?
所以你觉得为什么使徒保罗要引用这句话，当那个牛在工作的时候应该让它吃东西？
Okay, the simple story is that when you end up with some corn, some wheat, or something else that you've got to thresh, they didn't have threshing machines in those days. They used an ox to get the wheat out of the husks.
所以呢，当时在那个年代呢，你收了谷子或者收了麦子以后呢，你要把那个谷粒和麦粒了从那个麦秆上弄下来。当时呢，他们没有那样的机器去弄，所以他们就用牛去踹。
So what they did, they would get all the wheat that they brought in from the field, and they would spread it out on the ground, and then they would get an ox to walk on it. And when the ox walked on it, he would separate the wheat from the husks around it. And after a while, there would be wheat and chaff.
依然呢，他们当年他们是怎么做的呢？他们就把那个麦子成熟以后收了以后，铺在那个谷场上麦场上，把它铺开，然后让牛在上面走，牛在上面走了，走过去了以后呢，那个谷粒呢，麦粒呢，就和那个麦秆儿呢就分开了。Now
the problem is that not only do people like to eat bread made from wheat, but oxen like to eat the wheat just as it comes.
依然呢，不仅仅是人喜欢吃那个麦子做的面包，牛呢，当它呢，也喜欢吃那个刚刚长出来的那些麦粒。So
if you were to take a hungry ox and get him walking over the wheat, after a while, he'd start eating, and he would eat a lot of the wheat. He'd say, that ox is eating more than he's providing for me.
实际上，如果你有一个很饥饿的牛在上面，你把它带来，在上面走，走着走着呢，它就会吃了很多很多上面的麦子。你说它吃的比我应该得的还要多。
And so some people got the bright idea of putting a muzzle over the ox so that the ox couldn't eat while it was working.
有些人呢就想了一个好主意，给那个牛呢就套着一个那个嚼子，套上。当他呢在工作的时候呢，他就吃不着东西。And
God says that's not fair to the ox. You don't treat an ox like that. You let the ox eat.
神说呢，这样呢，对牛来说不公平。你不能这样对待一个牛。你让一个牛工作的时候，你应该让它吃东西。And
in this context, the elder, the man who's teaching and preaching and serving the church, he deserves to be able to eat too.
所以这个根据这个文章的关系呢，上下文的关系呢，就是那些在教会里教导的，去。 工作的那的人，他们也应该可以吃东西。Okay,
so the heart of the people in the church goes out to the older women, goes out to the older men, goes out to all who are helping. We are in the assembly to help and encourage one another.
于是这样那些资助呢，就一直到了那些老年妇女，到那些老年人那里。所以呢，我们在神的家里呢，跟大家庭呢是要互相帮助。So
we often have at the chapel, we often have a potluck dinner. We often have a feast. And it's very, very interesting. And it's one way in which everyone in the assembly is saying, we care for one another.
实际上我们以前呢，通常在教会里有一个自己各自带一个菜的那样的宴会，有时候有吃，也有盛宴在那里。所以这实际上呢，这是一个很好的事儿，这表明我们大家都在互相关心。
And the last line of verse 18 says, the worker deserves his wages.
所以第十八节的最后一段说，那工人得工价是应当的。And
where there is a need, we say that's the way we want to treat our assembly as well.
因为呢，在那里有个需求的时候呢，我们说呢，这就是在我们的教会里应该这样去行的。
Now, not all Christian workers, not all elder teachers say, yes, I want the money.
所以呢，不是所有的那些基督徒或者说教会的长老呢，说呢，我要钱，我需要钱。
You remember the apostles, Paul said, I won't take the money. I'm working for the Lord Jesus. He'll provide for me. I won't take it from you people.
让大家记住那个使徒保罗，他跟当时的人说呢：“我不拿你们的钱， 我为主工作，主会提供一切的，所以我不拿你们这些人的钱。
And so the people of God in his day said, well, Paul, if you won't take it, we'll give to someone else who needs it. Thank you for not taking it, but we'll give it to someone else who needs it. We want to make sure that the work of God goes on.
你当时给保罗提供资金的人说呢，谢谢你保罗，就是谢谢你不拿这个钱，但是呢，这个钱我们仍然会给那些有需求的人。我们要保证神的功能够顺利的进行。
And I guess one of the things that thrills me about 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is the generosity of the people of God to those who do need the provision of God.
在十六届教会里呢，对我来说，让我感到非常的兴奋的是呢，欣慰的是呢，就是十六届教会的人非常大方的去提供给那些有需求的人。
And so many of those who come to preach at 16th are servants of God. They need the funds. We try to give them funds.
所以很多那些属神的弟兄们来到教会里教导神的真理之时候呢，他们需要钱，所以呢，我们就提供他们一些钱。
And there are many who we give funds to, who don't come to preach. Many times they're in other parts of the world and they need supply, so we send to them.
所以很多人呢，他们实际上呢，他们在世界的另一边，他们也不到十六届教会来讲道，但是他们也有需求。当他们有需求的时候呢，我们也会给他们寄些钱。
And there are many of us,who preach the word, and we don't need the funds, and therefore the funds can be given elsewhere, and we all say hallelujah.
因为实际上呢，我们有些来讲道的人呢，他们不需要钱，所以呢，我们就把这些钱呢给其他需要的人，所以我们说 hallelujah.
All right, so that's basically how you treat the older men and the older women.And the younger men and the younger women. But a little more now on the older men.
那这就是你基本的，你怎么样去对待老年的男人、老年的妇女，还有年轻的人、年轻的所有的这些人。下面呢，还有多的要讲一点，怎么样去对待老年人。
Verse 19 says, Do not entertain an accusation.Against an elder, unless it is brought by two or three witnesses.
就是九节说，控告长老的橙子，非有两三个见证，就不要收。
It is very easy to complain against the elders in an assembly.
所以呢，对那个长老的那个抱怨呢，在教会里是。非常容易出现。
It's easy to complain against the parents in a family.
因为在家里呢，通常呢也是很常见的去抱怨父母。
And both can be very, very wrong and very, very destructive.
所以这个呢，两个呢都是通常会是非常非常的错误的，也是非常非常有毁坏性的。
And so the Lord has a simple rule, and that is, if there's something wrong in the life of an elder, then two or three witnesses are to be confirmed before you deal with that problem.
实际上呢，神呢就制定了一条规则，规则呢就是在教会里，你要去控告那个长老的话呢，你必须有两到三个证人，在没有两到三个证人之前，你不能去面对那个问题。
So when you hear of an accusation against an elder, you be very slow to act on it, but make sure that the accusation is not just what somebody said, but there's two or three people who confirm that the problem is real.
实际上呢，当你听到一个人控告他的长老的时候呢， 你要多想一下，你要慢慢的去对待这个问题。也许就是说，一个人他想对那个长老有意见，除非你等到有两到三个人来共同的决定呢，印证了这个控告，你才接受。
Now, if that were said, there'd probably be a whole lot less complaining, a whole lot less gossiping amongst the family of God.
所以如果这个你遵照这个执行呢，就在神的家庭里呢，就会大大的减少这些抱怨，大大的减少这些谣言。
But now verse 20 says, it's not just one thing to bring an accusation, but if you find an accusation is valid, then the elder is to be rebuked publicly.
所以呢，实际上呢，第二十节说呢，如果真的有这样的控告，有这样的犯罪的人，那么我们就必须当在众人面前责备他。
Now this is a marvelous principle as to how to deal with problems.
所以这是一个非常神奇的一个原则，怎么样去面对问题。
Somebody says, well, this isn't right. Mr. So-and-so did that. Mrs. So-and-so is not doing this right. And they start talking about it.
所以有些人呢，这个不对，这个是这个人不对，是那个人不对，他们已经开始在说了。
And then you go to them and you say, all right, is that real? They say, yes, it's a real problem. You say, all right, then you rebuke them publicly.
所以呢，你就去跟那个人说，你说的话是真的吗？他说是真的。如果是真的话，那你就当众去责备他。
And they often say, well, I'm not really a good one to do that. Somebody else should do that.
所以他们就会说呢，我不是那个合适的人去当众责备他。让其他的人去做这件事。
Or they might say, well, it's not that serious. We don't need to. And so you've got to have both sides. If there's a problem, you speak about it and you deal with it. If there's not a problem, you don't deal with it. But you can't have it both ways. Most people say, I'm going to gossip about it, but I'm not going to deal with it.
实际上呢，就是说呢，这里讲的呢，他们会说，哦，这个问题还没严重到那个程度，所以我们不去做。实际上呢，通常有两个方面呢，是有这个问题来了，你去面对这个问题。这个问题，如果是不是个问题，你不要就不要去面对这个问题。这样的话呢，那些人呢，有些人他们只是说，刚开始这个问题还没有落实之前，他们就开始八卦了。
So that is a great principle for life. If there's a problem, deal with it. If there's not a problem, then don't talk about it.
这呢就是在人生里的一个大的原则。如果是真的是个问题，你就去应对那个问题。如果不是一个问题，不要去说三道四。
Now verse 21 carries on the theme.And I want you to remember, as you're studying the Bible, the Lord frequently keeps talking about the same theme. Don't break it up. Keep the context flowing. Verse 21, I charge you in the sight of God and Jesus Christ and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism.
所以实际上呢，在我提醒大家，就是在在圣经里神教导我们的时候呢，通常他会继续延续那个主题，所以不要被那个主题打断了。所以这第二十一节继续延续这个主题。那我在神的基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你们，要遵守这些话，不可存成见行事，也不可有偏心。
All right, will there be problems in the assembly? Problems with the older widows? Problems with the elders? Problems elsewhere? Will there be problems? Yes.
所以在教会里有问题吗？在那些老年的寡妇里面，在老年人里面，在整个教会的人与人之间有问题吗？是的，一定会有问题。
Should they be dealt with? Then the answer is yes.
这些问题应该被解决吗? 答案是要。
But the question is how to deal with them. And very, very often they are not dealt with properly.
所以呢,问题呢,就是我们怎么去解决这样的问题? 常常呢,这个问题并不是被妥当的解决。
And so Paul says to Timothy, Timothy, you're going to have to deal with this. Make sure you do it right.
所以呢,使徒保罗跟那个提摩太说,提摩太,有这些问题你必须去解决,但是呢,你要确保你是以妥善的方法解决。He
says, Timothy, remember God is watching you. I charge you in the sight of God. Jesus is watching you. I charge you in the sight of Christ Jesus. The angels, Timothy, are watching you.
所以那实际上呢,这个,提摩太的,保罗跟提摩太,实际上你做事的时候呢,神在看着你,所以我以神的名义嘱咐你,基督在看着你,所以我以基督的名义嘱咐你,天使呢,也在看着你。
So what are the angels doing?
那天使在做什么呢?
Among other things, the angels are listening to see how you solve your problems.
另外一个方面讲呢,那个天使他是在听,在看你怎么解决那个问题。
And they say, that guy talks a lot. He even preaches, I'm just gonna watch what he's doing.
但那天使就会说,这个人呢,话太多,他只是一直说,我准备看一下他到底做不做。
And the easiest thing is to, verse 21, to fail to keep these instructions.
所以呢,这是第二十一节呢,很容易就去不遵守这样的指导。
And there are many big problems in the Church of God because these problems were not dealt with properly.
神的教会里有很多很大的问题, 就像这里说的样的,
the answer is, the reason is that very often there is a partiality or a favoritism that comes in. And you say, well, I won't deal with that because Mr. So-and-so is a friend of mine. I won't deal with that because Mrs. So-and-so she's pretty influential. She might fight back. I won't do this because, and we move on the basis of partiality, on the basis of favoritism, rather than doing what the Lord has required.
这些问题呢,通常呢,得不到解决的原因呢,就是说这些人呢,他们存在只是看到了一部分,有些人呢,他只是存在着偏心。 他们有偏好,他们会说呢,这个人,我要去对待这个人呢,但这个人是我的朋友,所以呢,我不愿意去得罪我朋友。另外一个人呢,他可能很能言善道,我去,如果去说他,他会收回来,我不一定说得过他。所以实际上这里呢,好的问题并没有得到妥善解决,是因为有偏心和他只看到局部。
Alright, now verse 22 says, do not be hasty in laying on of hands and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure.
第二节说给人行按手的礼不可急促,不要在别人的罪上有份,要保守自己清洁。
What does it mean? Do not be hasty in laying on of hands.
你就不要着急把手放在按手别人,这是个什么意思呢?
And in the context that we're studying, it means don't accuse the other person hastily. He's done something wrong, you be gracious, you do what is right in the fear of the Lord. Don't be hasty to judge the other person.
因为这个上下文的关系来讲呢,这个就是你不要着急当一个人做错事。 是的时候,不要着急去责备他,你要有多有恩慈,你要是让时间过去,你要是不要很着急的,就是马上就去责备那个人。
So there are two problems potentially when there is a difficulty. One is you deal with it too fast and you make it worse. And the other is you, what's it say? Do not share in the sins of others, which means don't be so slow that you basically agree with what is wrong and therefore you sin the same sin. You don't do it in action. You just do it by not taking action against it.
实际上这里讲到的在一个大的问题面前有两种潜在的可能性。第一种潜在的可能性呢，就是你很快的去对付这个问题，这个太快了，甚至把让这个问题变得更加的糟糕。第二个潜在的问题呢，就是说你太慢的去对付这个问题。太慢的这个问题呢，这个经文里讲到的呢，就是说你看见了罪，你并没有去采取行动。 实际上是你犯的罪呢，就是说你看见了罪，你没有去应对这个罪，你没去反对这个罪。
Is it easy to deal with the problems? No. But don't be hasty. Don't go ahead and don't go behind. You must do what is right. Pray much and do what is right.
实际上对待解决一个问题很容易吗？不是很难的。所以说呢，你不要太快的去解决这个问题。 也不要太慢了去解这个问题，你应该多多的祷告，祷告完了以后才去做正确的事。And
now verse 23, which is one of the very difficult verses to understand in the Bible.
第二三节呢，在圣经里是非常难理解的经文之一。It
says, stop drinking only water and use a little wine because of your stomach and your frequent illnesses.
因为第二三节说呢，因你胃的缘故，且常常患病，所以呢，不要再照常喝水，可以用点酒。
What on earth does that have to do with what we're talking about?
这是地球上这个我们说的是什么话呢？
And many people tell me that they are Christians and they like to drink wine.
有很多人告诉我，他说他们是基督徒，但他们喜欢喝红酒。
And I say to them, why is that?
我问他为什么这样。
And they say, because Paul told Timothy to do that.
他们说因为使徒保罗让提摩太喝酒。
And I say, oh, that's interesting. So what particular church problem are you solving?
实际上呢，我说这是很有趣的，但是呢，你这个是你要解决哪一个特别的问题？
And they say, duh.
他们说，得。
Don't take scripture out of context.
所以不要把那个经文拿出它的上下文来读。
Paul is saying to Timothy, Timothy, you're going to find in the church at Ephesus that some of the widows are not cared for properly. You're going to have to deal with that.
所以使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太，你必须在以弗所，以弗所呢，那个在很多教会里呢，有很多的寡妇，你要去解决那个问题。
Timothy, some of the elders are not being dealt with properly. You're going to have to deal with that.
对，提摩太，有些那些老年的男人也没有被正确的、妥善的对待，你也要去解决那个问题。Timothy
says, I've been worrying about that so much that I'm beginning to get ulcers.
所以呢，提摩太说呢，我非常担心这样的问题。 以至于过多的劳累，我得了胃溃疡。How
on earth are you going to deal with it, Timothy? You're just a young man. These people are older and mature. You're going to tell them they're wrong. And Timothy, it's not going to be easy.
提摩太呢，你这到底你是在做一些什么样的事情呢？那些人比你年纪长，你又比他们年纪轻。 所以呢，你必须去告诉他们怎么做，你必须去纠正他们。所以对提摩太来说，是一个很难的工作去做。
I think Paul spoke to Dr. Lucas, says, what do you do about this? when a man gets so upset that he gets a pain in his stomach, what do you do? And Dr. Luke says, well, drink a little bit of wine. That'll calm him down a little.
实际上呢，我认为当时保罗去跟那个医生路加去问他，问路加说啊，如果一个人他的胃疼，他那个怎么办？那可能那个路加这医生就跟那个保罗说，你让他喝点酒吧。
So here's a man who says, I like to drink a little bit of wine. And I say to him, that's interesting. Which doctor prescribed it for you?
所以有个人呢说呢，我喜欢喝红酒。然后我就问他说，你告诉我是哪个医生给你开的处方？Okay,
don't take this verse out of context. This verse says the issues that you will face in the assembly sometimes are very great, and you just keep going. Timothy, don't run away here, there, or any other way. And if you've got to take a little bit of wine to settle your stomach, then take a little bit of wine, settle your stomach, and deal with the issue.
所以这里呢，不要把那个经文拿出来上下文来读。所以这里的问题说呢，提摩太，你在 教会你有很多很多的问题，你要去解决这个问题。你解决这个问题呢，如果你感到太疲乏、太倦，或者说你的胃不舒服，你就喝点酒把它解决了，就不要就是停止去工作，你要继续去工作。And
then Paul keeps on going talking about the problems, verse 24. He says the sins of some men are obvious, reaching the place of judgment ahead of them. And the sins of others trail behind them. What's that mean?
其他的呢，保罗继续谈下面的问题。有些人的罪是明显的，如同先到审判案前；有些人的罪是随后跟着去的。到底是什么意思呢？
Oh, it's pretty serious. It means that we all sin. And sometimes the sin and the consequences of our sin are dealt with very quickly.
所以这里就很明显的，就是说我们所有的人都犯了罪，但是呢，我们有些人犯的罪呢，是很快就被对待了。Sometimes
the sins and the consequences of the sins are not found out for a long time.
有时候呢，你犯了罪的那个后果呢，在很长一段时间呢都不会出现。The
psalmist often says that the sins are often not found out until after death and the judgment.
所以呢，诗篇里通常讲的就是说呢，哎，那个罪的后果呢，通常不会出现，直到你死了以后。But
this says sooner or later, all the sins of all the people in the church are going to be made manifest. Therefore, Timothy, deal with the issue.
所以实际上呢，这一节经文讲的是呢，所有的教会里的罪，他们迟迟早早都会显现出来。所以提摩太，你现在就把这些问题，现在就去面对它去解决。Now
verse 30:25 says, in the same way, good deeds are sometimes obvious, and even those that are not obvious now cannot be hid; they will become obvious later.
所以第25节是这样行善的，有明显的，那不明显的也不能隐藏，因为它迟早会显明出来。So
the question is, when is the later?
所以问题是迟早是什么时候？
And sometimes the answer is at the judgment seat of Christ.
有时候答案呢是在主耶稣基督的审判台前。
A lot of people live lives that are full of good and nobody notices.
所以呢，有些人呢，在他的人生里呢，做了很多的好事，没有人知道。But
God notices, and on judgment day, that person will be rewarded.
所以呢，神知道，所以在那个主耶稣基督的审判台前呢，这个人会得到奖赏。And
I often think of what it's going to be like on judgment day when we're all sitting there and one after another, the person's come forward for judgment.
所以呢，我就很奇怪，很惊奇，不知道到底是在那个审判日，基督的审判日那天是怎么回事。 因为我们可能一个一个的坐在那里，另外那一个一个的又来坐在旁边，一个个来到审判台前来接受审判。
And I can imagine myself sitting there on Judgment Day, and along comes Mrs. So-and-so.
因为我在想象一下，当我在审判日的时候坐在那里的时候，一个某某某某某就走过来了。
The Lord says, oh, Mrs. So-and-so, you are wonderful. You did this, and you did that, and you did this. And I say, what? I knew Mrs. She never did anything.
所以那个主当时呢就跟那个某某某先生说，某某某先生，你做了这个好事，做了那个好事，你做了非常非常的好多的事儿。我就说什么？我从来没看见他做个好事。
The Lord says, Harold, you didn't see what she was doing. You never even paid any attention. But she was doing a great work for me, and I'm going to give her much reward.
所以那主就跟我说 ,Harold, 你根本就没有注意到，你根本就没有注意到他做的什么事儿。他其实做了很多很多，为了我做了很多很多的奇事。所以呢，我要给他很大很大的奖赏。
And I sometimes fear that I will say, well, what about you? What about me, Lord? What about me?
有时候我就跟我自己说，那主啊，我怎么办？我能得到什么？我自己。
And I'm afraid he may have to say, well, Harold, other people saw what you did. You already got your reward. So right now, Mrs. So-and-so is getting her reward, but you already got yours.
因为有时候我对我自己说，那孩儿啊，因为你做了好多好事，所有的人都看见了，每个人都说，哎呀，孩儿的你做的真好，所以呢，你已经得到你的奖赏了。那现在来的这个人呢，他做的好事没人看见，所以他现在得奖赏的时候了。
We are members of the people of the house of God, and we've got to treat one another fairly. We treat one another in bestowing upon them great honor when they deserve it. And we treat one another with dealing with the problems when the problems have got to be dealt with. We've got to be wise and diligent in our work for God in the assembly.
因为我们是神的一个非常大的一个奇妙的教会，所以呢，我们要尊重给人家那些做得好的，要给他很大的荣誉，要去尊重他们。对那些呢有问题的呢，你要去解决那些问题，去面对这些问题。
All right, well, now when you have this kind of thing in an assembly, you're going to have a happy assembly.
所以呢，如果你在这样一个教会里，你这些东西都解决了，你会有一个很幸福的教会。
When you have this kind of thing in a family, you have a happy family.
如果你在这样的在你自己的家里去这么做的话，你会有一个幸福的家庭。
And in our particular family, we had to deal with these kinds of problems, and our parents would deal with us. Sometimes we even had to entreat our father and mother, and help them. And by the grace of God, when we worked together this way, God gave us a happy family.
所以呢，他们呢，实际上在他自己的家庭，他有时候呢，他也在跟他的父母一起，还有他姐姐一起去面对这样的一些问题。但是呢，如果他们这样的问题得到解决，妥善的解决，他们就是一个幸福的家庭。
And God gave us a prosperous family in the fact that when we worked together for Him, why sometimes people got saved and the Christians got to be stronger. And we said, that's wonderful, Lord. Thank you very much for being able to serve you together as a happy family.
实际上呢，神呢，借着神的恩典呢，神给了他们一个很成功的家庭。当他们的所有的家人呢，当一个人得救的时候，当一个人需要帮助的时候，他们就帮助了，他们做了这一切的。当他们藉着神的恩典去做神的工的时候，他们都说呢，感谢主，感谢主，让我们有一个幸福的家庭。
All right, well, that's the end of chapter 5. Chapter 6 has got a slightly different theme. So, any questions on chapter 5?
这是第五章结束了，第六章的那个主题有点不一样，所以在第五章里，任何人有任何的问题可以提出来。
Lou's got a question regarding chapter 5. Sonny's got a question. Maybe others, but Sonny, I saw your hand.
其他人也许有问题，但是Sunny已经举手了，Sunny先说。如果有，因为我们教会的门是对所有人敞开的，所有人都可以进来，而且都是受欢迎的。那如果有一些人他的价值观，他的行事为人跟我们教会就是有明显的冲突的时候，那这时候怎么办呢？是。 是要去教育他吗？还是请他离开呢？如果不请他离开，那就是说对大家好像都有一些影响。Yeah.
So Sandy's question is about our assembly open to everyone. So if somebody come to the chapel and that they have a different perspective or something with us, we have a conflict, but should we drive them out or just talk with them?
That's a good question.
这个问题很好。
There are two ways of looking at an assembly.
所以有两种方式来应对这样的问题。
Who are the assembly? Some people say the assembly consists of the people who come along to the meetings.
所以这个会众是谁呢？有些人说这些会众呢，就是说大家都来参加这样的会议。
And the other is the list of people who are, I'm going to use the phrase, in fellowship in the assembly, in the sense that they are part of the family. They just don't come to the house every now and then. They are part of the family.
因为有些其中一些人呢，我可以用这么用团契，就是这样一个词来讲。因为这些人呢，他们来教会呢是团契的，他们是教会里的一员，是家庭的一员，他们不是只是来教会参加一些会议。And
it's very difficult for us to distinguish between the two.
所以对我们来说是。
If they just come to listen and to learn and to observe, then we just say, all right, you come, listen, and observe.
因为呢，如果那些人呢，他们来呢，只是来听，来学习，来观察，我们就说，那好吧，你来听，你来观察。
But if they were to say, I would like to teach, why then we would say, we're not sure that you're able to teach. We don't know your theology. You may come to listen. But if you're going to be doing the teaching, you're going to be subject to a completely different set of criteria.
实际上呢，有些人呢，他来了以后呢，他不是来听的。 但是我要来教导的，我要来讲道的。我们说呢，如果是这样的一种情况呢，你最好先来听，听了听我们讲什么，我们也不知道你有没有资格在这里教导，在这里讲道。所以呢，你最好是先来听听我们这边的是什么样的观点。And therefore,
in the assembly, there are to be those who are clearly in fellowship.
所以呢，在那个一个教会里呢，就有一部分人是非常明显的，是教会的一员。Number
one, they have to be born again into the family.
所以呢，第一条呢,
Number two, they have to be subject to the father and the mother in the family, to the oversight in the family.
第二条呢, 他们必须, 顺服在, 教会里的长老, 和那些监管。
Number three, when they teach, they must teach in a way and with the content of their message that the oversight agree with.
第二个呢, 就是他们在讲道的时候呢, 他们必须讲的内容, 必须是在教会的监督层同意的内容。
So as a child, I was told that I could pretty much say anything in the family, providing it was right.
因为我当我还是小男孩的时候呢，我在家里呢，我可以说什么事，什么的我都可以说，但必须是对的。On
one occasion, I spoke up and I said something that my father would not have agreed with, and I said something that the Bible did not agree with.
有一天呢，我在家里我就起来说话，我说的话呢，这个我爸爸他不会同意我，甚至圣经也不同意我说的。And
my father said no, very quickly and very emphatically, and I never forgot it.
所以呢，我爸爸呢就很快、很坚定的就说不要说了，所以我就记得很清楚。So
we have difficulty making that distinction between those who are attending and those who are in fellowship.
所以呢，我们呢，很难去区别那些就是只是来参加的，还是在这边团契的。
There are restrictions upon both, and if things are being said that they should not, that should not be said, that has got to be dealt with.
因为这里呢，这是一个很明显的。如果有些人在这里说了一些他们不该说的话，我们必须去解决这个问题。So
if you know of something that's wrong, then you follow scripture. You may speak to them yourself. You may speak to them with one or two others. You may report to the oversight. But if there's something that's wrong, it cannot be allowed to continue.
因为实际上呢，如果这些有些人说了一些什么错的事儿，你必须自己，你可能自己去跟他说，根据圣经来说，你也许可以找两三个人一起去跟他说，然后呢，你也可以跟监督层说，让监督层去跟他说，所以我们不能包容这样的事儿。Now,
Sonny, again, I'm not sure that that was answering your question or not. I always tend to forget the question long before I get the answer out.
他不知道有没有回答三弟的问题，所以他经常讲着讲着，回答完了，回答到一个程度，他已经忘了问题是什么。Thank
you.
Well, our time is pretty much up. We're going to carry on in chapter 6 next week. And if there are any other questions from chapter 5 or before that, you let us know. We'll try to deal with them. But chapter 6 next week. We'll try to learn a little bit about money. Anybody interested in money? Anybody interested in money? Next week, we're going to learn about money.
这我们今天时间也到了，时间到第五章了也学完了，所以呢，在下一个星期我们学第六章，在学第六章之前，如果对第五章前面的有任何的问题，下次可以提出来。然后下面第六章呢，是讲钱的，你们有谁喜欢钱，我们下一个星期要讲怎么对付钱。All
right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。Lord,
we want to thank you. That you're this great, big, wonderful God who has made for us a family to live in, to grow in, to rejoice in, and to go from into your very presence.
主啊，我们非常感恩您是这么一个伟大的神，一个伟大神给我们建立一个家庭。
Thank you for being with us this afternoon, Lord. Thank you for helping us. We pray that we might live these lovely family truths.
与我们同在，感谢您对我们的帮助。我们的希望是我们能够把这些关于家庭的神的大家庭这样一个奇妙的真理活出来。And
especially we thank you for the mothers and fathers, the elder women and men who have helped us so much. We pray that you will bless them.
他们这些老年的男人、女人，他们在这边给我们很大的帮助。我们祈求您赐福给他们。We
pray, Lord, that you will help us honor them as we ought.
所以呢，我们祷告，祈求让我们应该去给他们荣誉那样的给他们荣誉。And
we give thanks then for all the blessings you've given us. Give us a good day. Bless this afternoon and this evening, we pray.
因为我们祷告，感谢您给我们所有的赐福，也继续的在今天下午和今天晚上继续赐福给我们。And
we give thanks again in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
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 Thank you all. The Lord bless us all.